I'm Alex Keller.
I'm Mike Harding.
And this is The Filmtastic Voyage. Filmtastic Voyage, the voyage of the Filmtastic, because I'm Alex.
Hey, I'm Mike. You said a lot of words really fast right there.
You know, I got a degree in fast talking.
But you, well, it's just because you're so damn excited right now.
It's because I'm right out of the 1980s. I got a pinstripe suit on. I'm fast talking you to death.
That was back when, like, we're talking 80s?
Yeah.
That was back when, like, Val Kilmer was, like,
when he was thin.
A beefcake, you know, a little bit of a beefcake.
He was kind of a
guy.
Beefcake in the 90s. Like, look at him in Heat. He's got nice hair.
That's true, yeah.
Look at him. He was Batman for a spell.
They put a spell on him.
I put a spell on you.
And made him Batman.
And made you Batman.
And then he woke up after they rapped, and he's like, wait, I did what?
Wait, what's going on? Why am I in this Island of Dr. Moreau movie? Have you heard of that? That movie's supposed to be crazy.
No, what is that?
That movie, there's a documentary I haven't seen about it, but apparently that movie is a crazy movie with him and a fat Marlon Brando. And the director of that movie was fired, and so he did. He snuck into the woods next to the production, and did a bunch of weird, literally tried to set like a curse on the production, like literal
Val
witchcraft.
Kilmer did this?
No, the ex-director of the movie.
Oh,
tried to literally witchcraft curse this movie. I kind of might be getting things wrong, but it's a crazy story, and I should really watch that documentary.
Now, could you imagine Val Kilmer and Marlon Brando having a conversation? I can't.
No, I imagine it'd be quite mumbly.
Yeah. But, you know, good for them, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Meeting up, doing some... Never mind.
Anyways, Val Kilmer seems like a pretty kind of nice guy. I've seen his internet little interviews he's got. He seems like he's kind of less of a jerky than he used to be.
Val Kilmer? Yeah. I mean, well, what happened was he blew up, you know what I mean? And then he thinned back down.
Oh, I didn't know if you're talking about blew up fame-wise or the other way.
Well, he blew up fame-wise first, and then he blew up... ribs wise,
yeah,
you know, and then now he's back to just the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and he might be in Top Gun 2.
They shouldn't make that movie.
Well, Tom Cruise is like, hey guys, Top Gun 2, it's happening, it's
hey
coming
guys,
out.
I'm going bonkers. Why don't we make a the Mummy movie? Yeah, I'll be in that.
I've heard
Top Gun 2.
Reviews today are coming to the Mummy. Have you seen him?
Nope.
The embargo has lift, and not good.
Oh, I'm sure. And that's, I mean, come on, like, you know, the writing's not just on the mummy herself, okay? The writing's on the wall, all right?
Yeah.
it doesn't look like a good movie.
I remember seeing the first trailer, and that was the worst trailer I've ever seen. I'll still see it, because it might still be, I heard that at best it's stupid fun, which I, you know, I love stupid fun movies. King Arthur was stupid fun.
King Arthur was not a bad movie. King Arthur was at least fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was. Anyways, real quick, before you know we get too far, I want to say that today we have a sort of a kind of a special guest, but not really. We have an operator on hand. Lindsay, why don't you say hello?
Hi, guys.
Lindsay's here. Lindsay St. Pierre's here. She's going to be doing our operating. She's going to be running the device.
I get to pull the lever.
Yeah, she's pulling the lever, and she's going to be fact checking us and all of our shit.
Well, because as you know, Alex Keller is the commander. I'm the technician, but I'm busy fixing the toilets.
Yeah.
So we
might clean up my shit.
I mean, dude, I'm doing that right now. So we have Lindsay, who is operating the Phantom Drive.
Yeah.
The Phantom movie drive.
Is the Geordi LaForge of the situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got my character right. All right. Yeah. All right.
Geordi LaForge.
Or Scotty. Right. Yeah. Which one?
Yeah. Geordi LaForge is much more competent.
Doesn't Geordi LaForge work in the engine room?
Yeah, you're the engineer.
Probably not on the...
He does. Geordi LaForge is the lead engineer.
Yeah, or Scotty, yeah. Depending on which...
Scotty can't fucking engineer his way out of a goddamn bottle of vodka.
Only... I don't... Hey, he's drinking scotch because he's from Scotland, goddammit.
Right, yeah.
Fucking Chekhov's drinking vodka.
Yeah.
And
That's racist.
Hey, Star Trek's full of you know, diversity and jolly good stereotypes.
That's right.
It's like all those Klingons, you know, they're all like, they're just so lazily written. I don't know.
Lazily written?
They're all just a bunch of Klingon stereotypes.
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Klingons.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're good.
They're fine. Star Trek.
I mean, you know, assimilate this, am I right?
Yeah, Klingons, assimilate this, said Gandalf.
why don't we hippity hop on over to let me cover the toilet so we can go into the hyperspace drive, whatever. I'll cover the toilet so there's no poop coming out when we jump to light speed.
Rather than fix it, you're just gonna put a sign that says out of order on it.
That's right. Yeah.
Classic Mike the janitor engineer guy.
We're running out of money here at Filmtastic Voyage, so I'm doing
more. Hey guys, just so you know, this wing's bathroom, not used it anymore. Use the other one. Everyone use the East Wing's bathroom. I don't care. There's only one bathroom. That's the way it's gonna be.
Everything's broken. All right.
Also, one of the engines might have fallen off. Don't just ignore it. We're in space.
Hey, that's an artifact from the Bogardians, all right? The return of the Bogardians. They came back.
It might look like we're tumbling through space, but on the ship, it doesn't feel like it, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Anyways, Lindsay, let's pull that lever.
Our first movie is 1976's Taxi Driver.
Whoa! That's cool. That's a good one. That's a real good one.
Now, does anybody not know that this is my all-time favorite movie?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Number one movie of all time? On your top 10 movies, this is number one?
Yes.
Wow.
This is my favorite movie, and I'm not a serial killer. Because there's that one guy, right? Was it John Hinckley?
Was that his face?
He shot Ronald. Ronald Reagan.
To impress Jodie Foster.
Yeah, and it's because Taxi Driver was his favorite movie.
You know, also was trying to impress Jodie Foster, Hannibal Lecter. Not really.
Yeah.
I think
did
it was,
he shoot
it was kind of the other
no.
way around. No. He could. He would just. I don't know. Anyway.
He could have. So he was heading towards the White House at the end of that movie.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. Which movie are we talking about?
Science of the Lambs.
No, he was in the Bahamas. He was going to meet an old friend for dinner.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of the South Park episode.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
The same thing. I bet you can guess what my favorite movie is. Anyways.
Yeah, I can guess.
Yeah. Audience at home, why don't you guess?
Go ahead. Leave your comment now.
Now, right? Now.
Oh, no, I left two comments.
Shit.
So for any, you know, we do these synopses here at Filmtastic Voyage every once in a while when we feel like maybe
when we fucking remember to do so.
When we feel like people haven't seen the movie. Taxi Driver.
It's about a crazy guy.
Starring Robert De Niro, a young Robert De Niro, and directed by Martin Scorsese. Has Jodie Foster as a prostitute. She's like 12 years old in that movie something,
it's
right?
Weird.
And that one guy.
Harvey Keitel
is a pimp. Now, he's a funny pimp. He's kind of a
funny...
He's
one of those fun, funny pimps.
He's a funny pimp in that movie. Oh, it also has that other guy, young Frankenstein guy, Peter Boyle.
Yeah,
he's a fellow taxi driver.
You know, he's like a Harvey Keitel. He's like a Pepper Jack, right?
Yeah,
he just loves Fraggle Rock. Is that the right guy? Am I making that
I'm just trying to picture Harvey Keitel saying that.
I couldn't.
But anyways, this was made after Martin Scorsese's Mean Streets, which also starred Harvey Keitel and Robert De Niro. Very similar tone in both movies. Taxi Driver is the better movie.
I haven't seen Mean Streets because it just seems like it's like I've seen Scorsese's better work. So I'm like,
yeah,
I don't really want to see how he got started. I've seen him perfect his sort of craft. And so I'm like, eh.
What did you think of Taxi Driver?
It's a phenomenal film. It's a 4 out of 4, movie. It's a masterpiece in the 1970s of the new Hollywood.
I agree.
It's got Robert De Niro in a commanding performance as in the rest of the cast. It's got some great, commentary on American society. And it's got just some real good old-fashioned, just noir, just, like, atmosphere.
It's his second, I'd say it's his second best, maybe not. I don't know. I was going to say, second best performance all time.
Oh, for De Niro?
Yeah.
Behind what, Raging Bull?
Yeah.
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 Raging Bull is such a hard movie to watch.
It is.
Like, I couldn't watch it more than once.
Well, just because it's very unpleasant, right?
Well,
because
it's
a great
it's
movie.
So heavy.
It's an amazing movie.
No, it's a great movie, but it's like watching movies
but
where people
heavy.
Ruin their lives.
Yeah.
Is hard, it's hard to watch that kind of shit.
Yeah. Although I do like the random scene at the very end of the movie where Joe Pesci shows back up, but it's just him with a mustache now. Like, it's like, hey, we're showing years past, and you can tell because Joe Pesci has a mustache.
Well, still, he won't talk to him. It's poignant.
And then Robert De Niro's just like kissing him like 50 times on the face.
Yeah, it's weird.
Amazing.
But in this movie, Robert De Niro has a fake mohawk.
Is it fake?
It's fake. It's a bald cap and horse hair.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought he just had made himself a mohawk.
Nope.
Interesting.
Now, other trivia. What was the name of the senator in that movie?
Oh, I don't remember.
It's like...
Senator McFriendly.
Well, either way, George Lucas went to Martin Scorsese. He's like, hey, I'm not going to do a George Lucas voice. Can I use the name of this guy for my evil emperor character in my movie? And he's like, nah. So he's like, fine, I'll change it to like Palpatine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was Palantine.
Oh, yeah.
And so he changed it to Palpatine for the movie. So that's where that name came from.
Why would he want to use the same name?
Because it was name? Like, they're all pals. And he was like, oh, I'll use a, you know, it's like, oh, it'll be like a fun thing, right? A little reference.
Interesting. Okay.
Palpatine's better, though.
Palpatine,
it's got
well.
Nice, it's got the two, it's got that nice second P, the Palpatine. Well,
okay, so was Palpatine thought up for the first movie, or
maybe,
no?
His name might have been. Because there is the Star Wars novelization, which you may have gotten me for Christmas that I haven't read.
Oh, that's fine.
That has a lot of backstory.
Right.
There's a bit of, actually, if we're talking about a bit of politics, the Emperor Palpatine got nominated to be space president by promising to make the galaxy great again. So
anyways, and it was 1980 in Star Wars years. I'm sorry, I skipped a beat in that joke. Ronald Reagan originally used that slogan for his 1980 campaign.
Oh, I didn't
make
know
America
that.
Great again, and then it was recycled for the 2016 one.
That's an easy slogan.
It is.
It's just like,
but it is funny that it was just like completely like
it's good,
stolen.
It's everyone. It's always like, I'm not going to go into any specific politics, but like, make this thing great again. Everyone's like, yeah, this thing sucks now. It's like everything.
You know what? Actually, it does suck.
No, you can say that about anything. It's like, hey, let's make video games great again. It's like, yeah, video games just suck.
Yeah. God.
So, anyways,
let's make greatness great again. Yeah, you know what? Greatness does suck.
You know,
suck.
Greatness was much greater in like the 1950s.
Yeah, man. Let's make great again.
Speaking of greatness, Taxi Driver.
So, yeah, man. I mean, we're talking like 5-star gourmet bistro films here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It. It's the that American Renaissance.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they call the Hollywood Renaissance. It's one of the staples.
Yeah.
One of the cornerstones of it, really.
Yeah, I mean, that, right? Mm-hmm. That, Jaws, Star Wars.
The Godfather.
Godfather.
Uh-huh. And,
all those.
All those. And there's a couple of lesser-known ones, like Last Picture Show, Harold and Maude. Easy Rider, Raging Bull. Not, sorry, Easy Riders, Raging Bull.
Uh-huh.
The Sting. I'm kidding. It's so weird, actually, if you go and you look at 72, 73, 74, Best Picture. 72, The Godfather. Like, revolutionary film, super weird, or like, you know, super like modern feeling. Sting, old-fashioned feeling.
Right, yeah.
Then Godfather Part 2. So it's a weird sandwich of like, new Hollywood, old Hollywood, new Hollywood.
I didn't realize that Godfather was so early. I thought it was late 70s.
Nope,
but...
72, 73, or 72, 74.
Wow,
and
dude.
73 was The Conversation, so Coppola was having a good streak.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he didn't. Then he did Apocalypse Now, and then he's since to make a movie of the same caliber.
I know.
It's
Jack. You ever see Jack?
No.
No?
No. Why would I?
You haven't seen Jack?
Oh, shut up! It's a movie with Robin Williams is a fucking kid.
I mean, it's okay. If you're a kid watching that movie, it's a good movie. But if you know,
I'd rather watch Flubber.
No.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm a kid watching Robin Williams movies, I'm watching Flubber. I'm watching Jumanji.
Listen, Flubber. Don't make me barf, okay? Jumanji, though, that's the one.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Watched it recently. Still a great movie.
Oh, yeah. They're not making the new one anymore, right? Hopefully.
What do you mean? It's coming out in December. Are you kidding me? Not making it anymore. It's like it's a train that ain't stopping. It's going to run you over, man.
Yeah.
And it's got Jack Black and The Rock.
Hey, The Rock's coming off of Baywatch. You never know. This is going to be a high streak, high point in his career.
He's doing something else this year, isn't he?
Isn't he doing the Shazam movie?
That's not happening for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And he's playing Black Adam, which I think he's not the villainous type, though. I mean, he played a villain in wrestling, but...
I think he should be Shazam.
He should.
That's what I think.
Didn't he say he wants Channing Tatum to be Shazam, which is pretty good casting, actually?
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
I'd watch Channing Tatum as Shazam.
I just picture The Rock as a hero, not a villain.
Lindsay, what are your opinions on Shazam?
I never saw the... Is that a remake? Sorry. I guess I don't have an opinion on that.
All right. Let's add that to the log. I hope that the cameras, the fucking sound cameras can pick you up. Yeah.
He says that there's a rumor that he's going to be in a remake of Big Trouble in Little China.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Big Trouble in Little China. I approve this message.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm good with that.
You know what?
They need to tread lightly with that movie, though, man.
They do. I mean, but at the same time,
everybody looks at that last movie. Everybody looks at the 1980s movie and says it's racist as fuck. Even though, I don't know.
It's not really, because the fucking white guy sucks and all the Asian people.
Right, great. They're kicking ass.
Yeah, they're kicking ass, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Also, that movie doesn't really hold up. Go give it another watch. It's not that good.
It's fun. It's fun 80s cheese, but it's not like, you know.
I like when the credits start and you have the John Carpenter song and it's like, Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah. You know, it's no The Thing, but... Yeah, the Doc and John Carpenter movies. And John Carpenter says he's fine with it. And honestly, like, with Big Trouble in Little China, it's pretty easy. Just, again, when it comes to remaking a movie, you remake the log line. So it's like, hey,
yeah,
some guy is having Big Trouble in Little China. Go.
I want to see, like, another little place, little district.
Ooh, little.
Like, little Armenia.
Tokyo?
You know, like, well, like,
little Ethiopia?
Let's pick somewhere here in LA, right? Like, little.
Ooh, little Armenia.
Yeah, little Armenia.
It's filmed live in Glendale.
And have, you know, you could still have people shooting lightning bolts and shit.
Yeah, it's not really specifically a Chinese thing now, is it?
Have Kurt Russell come back as an old trucker, and he's teaching The Rock how to be a trucker. It's give it the Blade Runner 2049 treatment where it's...
Here's your mirror. You want to look in the back of that? Yeah, good. Actually, this is a truck, so it doesn't really apply. Cancel that.
Kurt Russell just, I was good at what I did. Yeah, I was real good at what I did.
He should also reprise his dorky businessman character.
That's right.
What would be the best little place?
Well, what do we have around here? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, anything.
K-Town? Big Trouble in K-Town?
Yeah, K-Town.
Big Trouble in Little Tokyo?
Yeah, Little Tokyo. There's another separate Little Tokyo near the coast, right?
Right, yeah. There is.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I've never
been
there.
Culver City?
Yeah.
Big Trouble in Culver City.
Big Trouble in Culver City. They don't even need to like film it. There's like right there. Studio's right there. Let's just film it.
Yeah.
Big Trouble on the back lot of Paramount. Hey, you know, I'd love a movie where like the backlot of a film studio has got some weird, spooky, mystical shit going on, and The Rock has to figure it out, and The Rock is playing himself.
Oh yeah,
that sounds like so much fun.
Wouldn't that be great? It's just like, yeah.
I would watch.
It's like
whole
a bunch of catacombs below like Warner Brothers.
I'd watch a whole TV series about that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, The Rock
and pals.
The Rock and pals. Vin Diesel shows up every once in a while.
Well, Vin Diesel's the villain because they hate each other, I guess.
Oh, yeah, apparently. Yeah, they hate each other.
Welcome to my lair, The Rock. It's like, call me Dwayne. No. I'm actually a wizard. Haven't you seen my D&D sessions?
Do you feel like there's actual weight to that whole thing about them hating each other?
It's probably a bit. It's probably a little overblown.
I feel like it's bullshit.
Because it seems a little strangely manufactured.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, would these two be doing like 10 movies together if they hated each other? Well, I guess.
The rumor is that, because, you know, Vin Diesel was the Fast and Furious guy for a while, but now The Rock is the shining star. Now Vin Diesel's like, you're stealing my movie franchise from me, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's like trying to put like laxative in his fucking coffee or
trying
something.
To.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, The Rock.
Several times.
You feeling a little bit diarrhea-y right now?
Do you smell what I'm cooking? It's your shit.
What are you cooking right now?
Yep.
Anyways.
cooking up some big shit. Vin Diesel is a very clever man.
You can picture like set pranks, just like pranks on the set.
You know, whenever I think of like laxative pranks, the only thing I think of is the Iron Giant.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Is that that little kid fucking tricks Shooter McGavin into shitting a bunch of shit.
You know what I love about The Iron Giant is whenever it's in a sentence, it's always followed by, oh, it's the best movie ever. And it's like, okay, I get it. It's good. It was a good movie, but it's not the best movie ever, damn it.
I remember watching that as a kid and then learning, like, not learning later, but people reading later, people like, oh, my God, like, every time I weep like a baby, I'm like, oh, I guess it's kind of sad.
Eh, I mean, it's a robot.
It's sad. I remember as a kid being like, "Oh, that was sad," but I never like, I never cried like a wee lad.
I the Iron Giant.
The fucking Iron Giant.
the fucking Iron Giant. he thinks he's Superman.
I wept like a lass. I did.
The Iron Giant has an accent too.
Well, speaking of Vin Diesel, it all comes full circle.
Oh yeah,
it's fucking full circle. It is. Ha ta 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 ta.
It's like they greenlight an Iron Giant sequel, but they hire The Rock to do the voice instead of Vin Diesel.
Oh my God!
And Vin Diesel's like, what the fuck? Oh, you know what, Vin Diesel, you can stop complaining. You're Groot. Everybody loves you.
It's like that scene from Toy Story where all of his posters are becoming The Rock, right? Strange things are happening to me. Like, Groot's becoming the Rock, and, like, the Iron Giant 2 is The Rock. And
I want Fast and Furious babies.
Ain't no like, doubt about it. Anyways.
Like, but you know how there's the Muppet babies? Yeah. I want Fast and Furious babies.
It has to be animated in that shitty 80s style, like He-Man.
Oh yeah,
where it's like on twos,
and they're like in the little roller cars where you kick it with your feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
it's basically it's like one of those things. They're like they're doing baby things, and everything ends with a pedal car race. Yeah.
We need to green light that.
We need to green light our after school. Fucking Rock is exploring Warner Brothers special or whatever.
Yeah.
All sorts of movies. Hollywood, Mr. Hollywood, just, you know, sign us up. You rang. It's me.
Oh.
That's not a horse. Well, it's kind of horse-ish, I guess. Oh, yes, I'm Lord Hollywood.
Yeah.
Ooh, and that'd be great if he was a horse. You couldn't even expect it. It'd be one of those classic fake-out things where it's like, here's a big, like, businessman, and he's like, oh, is that Lord Hollywood? And he, like, steps out of frame, and there's a horse being like, oh, yes, I'm Lord Hollywood.
Lord Hollywood, he makes all the big decisions. And we usually convince him with carrots.
It's like, Lord Hollywood, clap twice if we want to greenlight this sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a smash.
That explains a lot.
Fast and Furious 9? Sure. As long as you give me carrots.
It'll do great in China.
Transformers 5? Yeah, fuck it.
Oh, I'd love it, a horse. This is doing that. Oh, God. But unfortunately, it doesn't let like the movies I want to see. It's like Warcraft 2. Why not? Aw.
I'd love to leave it up to a horse.
That's the secret. That's in our Warner Brothers beneath the Warner Brothers special. It's the horse is pulling the strings the whole time.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Hey, quit horsing around. We gotta make some decisions on some movies, Mr. Hollywood.
Fuck off.
That's a lame joke. I've heard it 200 times.
Do you know who I am? I could have you killed.
Go ahead, stand behind me. See what happens.
No one will believe you. Oh, God. I love this movie. So we're talking about Taxi Driver.
Anyways, Taxi Driver.
Yeah. So
speaking of horsing around and killing pimps.
Yeah. He just kills like a bunch of people in that movie. Fun trivia, they had to tone down the color of the blood to get an R rating.
Really?
Yep.
The color of the blood?
They had to make it less, more dull in order to avoid that NC-17.
Interesting. Nowadays, that movie's like PG.
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of stupid moves, you hear that Sony is censoring their films for babies now?
What do you mean?
They're releasing like a special babies Netflix, so it's like, hey, our PG-13 movies, we're gonna censor them for babies.
I'm confused.
Yeah, so they're making
for what
for like a special. There's like a, I guess it's like a special streaming service where they're releasing doctored censored versions of their movies for family, for kids,
for kids,
which is like,
I feel like Sony doesn't know what is going on.
I
right
feel
now.
Like I understand where they're coming from, but that's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Because that's like, even like the worst movie has some vision behind it, a little, right? And so it's like, uh-huh. come on. And the second one is like, I'm going to be talking to some kid in 20 years, some like, you know, some 20-year-old's taking my job, right? And he's going to be like, hey, you've seen like Spider-Man? It's like, yeah, I saw it. But they're like, and they're like, how about this scene? It's like, I didn't see that scene.
Right.
I'm like, oh, what are you talking? You saw a baby version? I'll be
yeah,
like,
no one wants to be that kid that saw the kid's version.
Like, if you saw, like, if you see a movie on TV, you didn't watch that movie.
It's true. Like, I, you know, when I saw Fifth Element on TBS like 20 times,
yeah.
And then I finally saw the DVD of it, I'm like, oh shit, there's like stuff in here that was not on TV.
Well, excluding like HBO and like and Turner Classic right. Movies and those kind of real things.
Yeah.
And like kids movies kind of count, but even then, if you don't see it on DVD first or in ever, then you haven't really seen that movie. Like commercials, they ruin the pacing. How can you get a good sense of what the movie is if every 10 minutes you're watching 5 minutes of commercials?
I mean, that's completely true. Yeah.
And also, like, some people also, I know some people, or used to know some people in, like, high school who were like, yeah, I watched this movie for, like, half an hour, and then I turned it off to go something. I came back and I watched it. It's like, what are you doing? You're not right. watching this movie?
Yeah.
You're killing me.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do that with, like, unimportant movies. Like, if I'm watching Wolf Cop, I'm not going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to walk in and out and do all kinds of stuff. Because it's Wolf Cop.
I've only done that with a couple of movies where I just couldn't finish it because I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
But like I Wolf still Cop. Finished the movie. Yeah, sure, like Wolf Cop. I still finished the movie eventually because I felt bad. But even then, I was just like, I just don't want to watch this anymore. I just, I have to like pause. I have to stop.
Yeah.
And come back later.
So, I mean, you know, aside from Taxi Driver sorely needing a kid's version, I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, it's your favorite movie, apparently.
Yeah.
Numero uno.
Yeah, I feel confident saying that's my favorite movie. You know what I mean?
Do you watch it like every year?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know about every year, but well, certainly often.
You've seen it more than 5 times, though.
Yes.
See, I remember my criteria for having a favorite movie, right?
You've seen it like...
You have to see it at least 5 times in order to qualify for a favorite movie.
Right, yeah.
Because I feel like anything less than that, you're not picking up on the nuance.
Yeah, it's true.
And if you're still feeling after 5 times, then it's totally your favorite movie. Because you see a movie twice and it's like, oh, I love it so much. It's like my favorite movie. It's like, well, maybe even 5 times you might be bored with it. Who knows?
Yeah. Hey, why don't we punch in and jump over to the next thing here? What do you say?
So I pulled up The Matrix.
Hey!
Matrix.
It doesn't matter.
I'm sure we've talked about it, but we haven't had it, I don't think.
If we have had it, like, it's not the point. The show, we're going to run the repeats often anyways.
Yeah,
so.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
okay.
Fuck it. Wolf Cop. So, Mike, what do you think about Wolf Cop?
Anyway. Wolf Cop. Hey, Matrix would have been so much better with Wolf Cop.
Actually, we were just talking about The Matrix before the show came on when we weren't recording. And I was saying how Enter the Matrix is a shitty game that had a whole movie in it for some reason.
Well, it had Will Smith's wife in the game, right?
Yeah.
She was in the game.
Yeah, in the movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, because we were talking about how Lindsay is basically our tank and/or dozer.
That's right. And that...
We're looking at Wolf Cop photos now, so. No, please.
That's one hot Wolf Cop
please,
right
do
there.
Not stop.
So, okay. So Will Smith was offered the role for The Matrix. He turned it down. So then his wife was like, hey.
Idiot.
Guess what I did, you idiot. I'm in Matrix 2.
And then also Sean Connery turned out the role in The Matrix. And he was like, I guess I'll do The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. That's a terrible Scottish accent. Then he retired.
It was probably something where they sat down Sean Connery. They're like, hey, so we're going to explain the premise of our movie. It's called The Matrix. It's, you know, like the internet, you know, like cyber technology.
No.
And he's like, nope. And then just left. Bye.
I also heard they tried to offer him the role of Gandalf and he's like, I don't understand this shit.
Right. How does someone turn down the role of Gandalf?
Well, I'm glad he did. He would have been terrible in that role.
Oh, dude, he would have been. I mean,
compared to
give
Ian
it to
McKellen?
Me, Ian McKellen's great, but could you imagine?
No, I really can't.
Could you imagine?
No, it would be terrible.
You shall not pass. Eh. Like, could you imagine that?
No, it would have been bad.
Make him like Saruman or something.
Nah, you can't. Christopher Lee and Ian McKellen are giants.
Gandalf, you fucking fuck.
They're kings among
slaps him across the face.
Kings amongst men. you know, like, Ian McKellen was nominated for an Academy Award for his portrayal of Gandalf. Did you know that?
I did not know
yeah,
that.
Fellowship
but...
of the Ring. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
For Fellowship of the Ring?
Yeah. Not many people know that.
I did not know that, but hey, that's fine.
Yeah, it's great.
You
know,
that's good.
It.
That's fun.
Not a nomination, at least.
Yeah.
Anyway, in The Matrix is a great movie.
Matrix was a great movie. I have not seen that movie in a while.
Yeah, same.
You know what I'm finding? Is a lot of people are starting to say that it doesn't hold up.
Uh-oh. Time to do some research.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, you know what? We should remake The Matrix.
Well, they are rebooting The Matrix, which is
I'm fine
with it. The Matrix has some potential, but the problem with The Matrix, I was telling you about this.
Kill me.
The problem with The Matrix, and if we actually had an episode of The Matrix before, then I've said it before and I'll say it again, is that the problem with The Matrix is that The Matrix looks very 1999.
Totally.
And that's the only thing about it that doesn't really hold up. It's like sunglasses and trench coats are very
trench coats, all that fucking Columbine imagery going on.
That was just bad timing, really. But
well, yeah, but still, it's like this is uncomfortable because it's
like you could have sunglasses, but you have to wear different black clothing. I mean, like in the second one, like Neo is wearing that like kung fu outfit, which is fine.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the second movie, I think, is actually a pretty good movie. The problem is that it relies so heavily on the third movie.
It does.
Falls flat on its face, and it drags the second one down, kicking and screaming with it.
Yeah, I think the second movie would have... I think people would have liked the second movie if it wasn't for the third movie shit in the bed.
The only bad part about the second movie is that Zion orgy scene, which is really weird, not a place, and I'm always like, I don't like to skip things, but if I was like... Skip.
It's one of
next
those
chapter.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like, oh, dude, like they're like sexually enlightened, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, dude, check out these humans that are like so enlightened, like mental enlightened, like you know, they're just like fucking and shit.
So wet.
Yeah, it's just
like I get what they're going with. It's just sort of like, that's weird.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, not good.
But yeah, like that car chase sequence was great, and like I liked like the idea, the architect, it's all kind of cool. It does fall apart a little bit at the end where it's like, hey, they've been like eight the ones and like the Nazion's been destroyed like 10 times. Who would have thought? And it's like, wait, what's going on? Like, I get they're kind of going for some sort of like death and rebirth kind of philosophical, religious thing going on. But it's a bit weird. And the third movie, like again, like I kind of do like the second one where Neo's got like real world powers. It's like, oh shit, what the fuck's going on? Doesn't really come to much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they have a big Dragon Ball Z fight.
That's right. That third movie, man. The Dragon Ball Z fight and all that shit. Yeah.
And the second Matrix isn't without its flaws, obviously. Like the burly brawl with all the Agent Smith is real stupid.
Right.
And even then, I felt a lot of the fight scenes didn't have much weight to the punching.
Uh-huh.
Like, I felt like everyone's just like... Whoosh, 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 whoosh. I felt like there weren't that many impacts.
Yeah.
Even watching it, I'm just like, this feels so light.
And it was very light, and it was a little bit too choreographed, I suppose.
A bit.
It felt like a little too perfect. Like, they're not actually fighting, they're just doing, like, what they rehearsed.
They're just dancing.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, the first, obviously, the only movie I think that needed to be made was the first one.
Oh, of course, and it stands alone, and it's great.
But you know, the first one obviously sort of has its a little bit of flaws too.
Such as,
it's like, well,
what,
it's like,
what are you saying?
I mean, the whole thing where it's like, hey, dude, you can go on a murderous rampage as long as they've, you know, oh, hey, they're working against you, like, for the Matrix, so, like, it's okay to fucking kill them. You know what I mean? That whole thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it's how do you else do you make an action movie?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. If it seems a bit hypocritical if your whole thing is, it, like, oh, we're going to free people from the Matrix.
The greater good.
Right.
The greater good.
But then it's like, oh, just, hey, just, like, fucking kill all these, like, security guards. Fuck it, man.
The greater good. No, they're real people.
They were.
They're in their pod. They're pod people. And then, yeah, but because they're still plugged in, they're all potential enemies.
Right, yeah.
Just going to have to kill them.
But
that sequence is pretty great.
It is, though. Yeah. Holds up. Oh, speaking of which, guess what movie by the Wachowskis I finally saw?
Speed Racer?
Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, right? It's a great movie.
That was a fun movie. I mean, it's definitely not, like, a great
movie. No, not great. It's like, it's both. It's like, it doesn't really have quite the right audience, because at some parts it's, like, really complicated for kids, and other parts it's, like, really too stupid for adults.
Yeah.
But, fuck, it's so much fun.
I like how Cyclops stumbled into the movie and was just hanging out the whole time.
That wasn't Cyclops. That was a... Oh, it was a different guy.
I'm talking about Racer X.
That wasn't James Marsden.
No, I know.
Oh,
literally,
he looks like Cyclops.
The
oh.
costume was literally.
Oh, the new Cyclops with the X.
Cyclops.
I thought you were
yeah.
talking. I thought you thought like because I thought you thought it was James Marsden because he does look kind of like James Marsden.
And I've mentioned to you before how I felt like Matthew Fox should have been Cyclops. So it was like I was watching this
What's
movie
wrong with
where
James
like
Marsden?
James, man, they made him all dumb.
Well, that's not his fault. That's the screenplay's fault.
Still.
He's a good Cyclops. Like, he could be. He's a good actor.
Know. He's a good actor. Yeah. I just.
You didn't see him in Enchanted? He was a guy.
Yes, I saw him in Enchanted. But basically, what I'm saying was, it was nice to watch this movie where it was like, hey, here's how they should have done Cyclops right here, just hanging out in this movie.
Yeah. Lindsay, what do you think, Speed Racer?
Speed Racer is a lot of fun. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a big, colorful romp, and it, yeah, I liked it.
Cool.
It had that main guy, that main Speed Racer himself.
What, Emil Hirsch?
Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, and then he went to the
just
into
like,
the and he went
the
into the wild. You could say
he did.
Whackity schmackity do. Anyways,
he. The last time I saw him, he, like, attacked someone?
Yeah, I was like, I remember...
What the fuck was that?
I remember thinking one day, what the fuck ever happened to Emil Hirsch? Next day, he, like, tried to assault some producer at Sundance. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
That's
like,
what happened
what was
to
that
him,
all about? Yeah. That was ridiculous.
I don't know.
According to IMDb, he's been up to a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, all kinds of projects, pretty much every year.
Wow.
That's good.
Was he in some Bonnie and Clyde thing?
Oh, yeah, he was in that Bonnie and Clyde. He was also in Milk. He was good in that.
Yeah. He needs to come back for Speed Racer 2. We gotta strap him in. Time for seconds, you know?
It seems like the Wachowskis, every movie they make, I appreciate it. It's very inventive and interesting, but it's a huge failure.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of box office.
Well, and some of those movies are actually bad.
I think the only movie I would call of theirs that's actually, like, legitimately a bad movie is probably Jupiter Ascending, because I like Cloud Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What?
No, I'm saying it has its merits.
It has its merits, but dude, you gotta
it's not
be
like a, it's like a it's a mixed bag of a movie,
gotta,
but it's not like a bad movie. Come on.
You gotta be in a mood for that movie.
What?
Cloud Atlas only made $27 million on a budget of $102 million.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of the Wachowskis' own money too.
That's
wow.
Awful.
Yeah. Same thing with I think Jupiter Ascending was a lot of their own money, maybe.
So they're just throwing their own money at these
and
projects?
Sense8 just got canceled. They're not doing so hard.
You know what, though, dude? Sense8... Oh, because they released the second season recently, right?
Yeah.
And then just canceled it?
It might have been one of those things where even though they greenlit a second season, it was too expensive, and there's like... they
gotcha.
It was like, hey, it's coming now on Amazon.
That show is hard to watch.
I have not seen it. I keep seeing how things Netflix is like, oh, like, well... two things is like Netflix is finally canceling shows, even though they've been canceling shows for a long time now.
Right.
And how
Lilyhammer, RIP.
What was the other show? Marco Polo got canceled.
Oh yeah.
I mean, The Get Down just got canceled.
That
show apparently cost justifiably $150 million to make.
I know a lot of people were really into The Get Down. I couldn't get into it.
Boss Lerman.
I couldn't get down.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Same, but Sensei, dude, I gave that show maybe a good like 3 or 4 episodes, and I'm just like, dude, I can't watch this.
That's fine. If you like my I don't watch much TV, but my rule for television is if I give it a movie's length. So for a half an hour show, I give it like 4 or 5, maybe 6 episodes.
Right.
And for an hour long series, I give it 2, maybe 3 episodes, like a movie's length. And if it still hasn't captured me yet, then the show has failed, and I don't want to watch it. Like, yeah. I don't care. It's like, oh, it gets really good at the end of season one. Don't give a shit.
Me, yeah.
I'm not gonna watch 10 hours of show. You know?
Yeah.
Just to be,
no,
until
I
it
agree.
Gets to the good part. Unless it's like, oh, it takes like 10 hours to get to the good part, and then the next 50 hours are really, really great, and then
right.
I'll be like, maybe. But it has to be like really compelling. Like, oh, like you know, the 10 hours. Like once you get there, then the show is like the most best show ever made.
Yeah, I'd say,
but
I
haven't seen any shows like that.
I don't know. I mean, what's a good example of that though?
Parks and Rec. But
oh,
even then,
yeah.
You can just skip right to the second season.
That's the thing. I never saw the first season of that show, and I heard it was pretty bad.
Don't even bother.
It was that bad.
I watched the first 4 episodes, and I'm like, fuck it. And then I heard it just started with season 2. I'm like, fine, I'll jump right into season 2. And season 2 is all right.
Interesting.
Until like 10 episodes into season 2, where it starts to get really good. But even the Lindsay, you back me up on this. Even the first 10 episodes of season 2 of Parks and Rec aren't like. Ugh, what a slog, right?
I loved them.
Okay, good.
I love that show, yeah.
But even the first 10 episodes of season 2 are still the worst episodes of that show, excluding season 1, though, right?
Yeah, like everything after that becomes superb, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, it's the do you call it? The growing of the beard of that show, and the opposite jumping of the shark. Specifically, is the episode where they go to the cabin in the woods and go hunting.
Uh-huh.
That episode is where everything, right after that, becomes great. I think because that's the episode where Andy and April first start to hook up, which is where that dynamic starts to really form, and that's kind of what got me hooked in the show.
I find it takes the really great shows maybe a season or two before they get really great. Curb Your Enthusiasm, right? I'd say the first 2 seasons of that are sort of a wash, but then there's one episode in the 3rd season. It's the Halloween episode, and that's where shit gets. It just like it. You reach that episode, and then everything else
kicks
is just
into high
great.
Gear.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Fast Babies.
Yeah.
What
were we talking about again?
We're talking about the Wachowskis and the Matrix and all that.
Oh,
stuff.
That's right.
So if I'm so wrong about Cloud Atlas, explain to me, huh? Well, what am I wrong
you
about?
You mean why is it bad?
Yeah, why is it a bad movie? What am I not?
No, I think it has its merits. I just feel like it's you got to be in a mood for it, you know what I mean? It's a very like it can I could see where it can be hard to watch.
I think I told this story, but I saw Jupiter Ascending alone in a theater, and I wish that I was actually alone in that theater, or that I was with people, because when they said that thing, I had to like cover every hole in my face to stop like my laughter spreading to bother people.
The bees, they recognize royalty.
Bees are genetically engineered to recognize royalty. I was in Lord of the Rings, you know. And I was like, I love that part in the beginning of the movie where a bunch of random Deus Ex hoodlums come in, shoot that guy, and leave. I'm like, wait, what happened?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, right at the beginning, and they steal his telescope or something.
There
was
so much about, I mean, that movie was a hot mess.
It's like, surprise, gangsters, okay, see ya.
That's a great movie to have, like, movie nights for, where it's you know, just a bunch of drinking and watching this movie
and
laughing at
it. That's why I've seen it 3 times, and you were like, you've seen it 3 times, you idiot. I'm like, because I've seen it, I watched it, I drink, and I watched it with friends. What are you talking about?
Do you own it?
No, I don't own it.
Okay.
I'm not crazy.
Okay. I mean, it's okay to own a movie. Dude, I own Kiara the Brave, okay? Like, I totally get what you're saying. Mm.
And also, yeah, one thing I also want to say is that when people, a good response when someone's like, oh, The Force Awakens is so derivative. The prequels are so original.
Okay.
Like, hey, you know, it's like, if we're talking about originality, then Jupiter Ascending is the best movie ever made.
Right.
Because that's not the criteria in which we judge movies, everyone.
It could be a criteria.
It can be a criteria, but there's more than that.
There's more than that.
Such as storytelling and character. You know, little things.
Right, yeah. But that's the problem. I think with you know, with anything, it's like if you don't like it, you find reasons not to like it.
Yeah, but
you
know what I mean? That, like, you have to at least...
If you love a movie, it's like a plot point. Like, let's say a plot hole in a movie you love, you're just going to be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's with film with all film criticism, and I'm probably... I fall for this just because I gloss over things, but, you know, at least appreciate it in the context of a greater whole, you know?
Sure.
Because a lot of this time on the show, I'm like, fuck this, fuck that, that's bullshit. But, you know, I just do that because it's... Because I'm just so impassioned. But, like, you know, I realize that not all movies have... All movies have their strengths and weaknesses and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, why don't we do a... Why don't we do a little quickie?
Yeah.
I like that tradition, having a little quickie.
I mean...
Oh! Sorry, go ahead.
It's not really quick. I mean, it's whenever we just feel like doing it. Anyways, what?
These last two movies, Taxi Driver and The Matrix, are those in the Filmtastic,
yeah,
films?
Planet... Filmtastic?
Planet Treasure? Treasure? Yeah, sure. Planet Treasure.
Sure, whatever.
Are these both Treasure
Planets?
We're
going to give one a nice a gold star.
Yeah?
A nice gold star. I'm going to give the other one a doubloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put them in the vault.
So, hey, listeners, these are a couple movies that we're putting in the quality vault.
And we are not keeping track.
No, we're not.
Not at all.
Nope.
We're going to, like, 10 years from now, we're going to go in the vault and be like, where the fuck? All this, no, it's like all that, no, it's just, we're going to be covered in movies, like all this shit just rustling around. Just
swimming in vaults.
It's like the Scrooge McDuck vault. It's
yeah.
Like, where the fuck did all these movies? I forgot.
Yeah. All right.
I wish I'd have vaulted movies.
Hey, why don't we slither on over to the next movie?
Ooh, here? Maybe it's Slither. So yes, so Cyborg 2 was Glass Shadow. That doesn't make any sense. But
what year is that from?
1993. I think it's the Cyborg, one of the Cyborgs. Is that a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
So Cyborg 2 Glass Shadow?
Well, I'm just
from 1993.
I'm peeking over Lindsay's shoulder. I'm looking at the cast list. It's a loaded cast. You got Elias Koteas.
Who the fuck is that?
Fucking hockey mask guy from Ninja Turtles. What's his face?
Oh, Casey Jones?
Casey Jones himself.
I didn't even know that guy was in any other movies.
Yeah, Cyborg 1 was a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. I haven't seen it, but
wow.
I do like that Van Damme. He's fun.
Okay, hold on a second. So the guy who plays Casey Jones in the original movies, right? The
yeah.
Henson movies?
Yeah.
Not only do you know that guy's real name, but it's some random ass name, but you've seen him in other things other than
those movies?
I've
seen him in this. He's in The Prophecy with Christopher Walken.
Oh, man.
I've seen that, yeah. And Christopher Walken's like, I'm an angel. Do math is the secret of the universe.
Right, yeah.
And it's got Viggo Mortensen as the devil, which is interesting.
Shit.
That's a pretty stupid movie. I take it back. It's a dumb movie.
Shit.
And it's got a what's the guy from from Pulp Fiction, the drug dealer.
The drug dealer.
The guy who got fired from Back to the Future. What's his name?
Oh, I forget, but I know who you mean. The guy that played that one role where he has the giant weird head thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Well, drug dealer guy.
Eric Stoltz. That's a thank you.
Oh, Lindsay. Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, and also young Angelina Jolie, and also and Jack Palance.
Okay,
you know who Jack Palance is?
I've heard the name. Plenty.
He's from Batman. You know, Jack, you're my number one guy. The crime boss, the beginning that the Joker kills.
Okay,
that
yeah.
guy's fun. I love his stupid overacting.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So this sounds like a fun cast.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
Who's the lead?
I guess Elias Koteas is.
Oh, man. Is he a cyborg?
Sure, probably. I don't know. Maybe Angelina Jolie's a cyborg. What's his character's name? Is Coulson Colt Ricks? Colt Ricks. That's a cyborg army guy name if I ever heard one.
I would love it if he acted exactly the same in this movie as he did as Casey Jones.
Where he murders the Shredder in that garbage truck and he goes, whoops.
He might just be hunting cyborgs.
Oh, he might be hunting cyborgs.
He's hunting cyborgs.
It's a musical.
Yeah. Okay. So what?
Ooh.
So.
Oh, it kind of looks like there is a screenshot on the IMDb where he's like in pain, but it looks like he's shredding guitar.
Oh, okay.
Does it not? Does it not?
He has
Mike?
Shorter hair. That's throwing me off. Man.
Look at that vignette.
I mean, good for him. He's yeah, able sure. to get some work, but what, I mean, the movie, so, now, like, so there's Cyborg 1.
Yeah, sure, with Van Damme, I guess.
Uh-huh, and then there's Cyborg 2, Glass Shadow.
Uh-huh.
And I'm guessing that's, like, straight to TV or straight to video, right?
That's, well, it's got a 3.8 on the IMDb, so that must mean 10? Some.
Out of
10, yeah.
Hey, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
Some people out there are liking it.
Hey, it was filmed with a 2.35:1 aspect ratio, so you know you're in for a good time.
$5 million budget.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's some M. Night Shyamalan money right there.
This is Shyamalan shit.
Yeah. Hey, fun fact for everybody. Did you know?
No.
Did you know that M. Night Shyamalan's first movie, it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't
Following?
The Sixth Sense.
Oh.
Angelina Jolie's a cyborg. Okay. See, that's a little bit better. Right?
Yeah.
Because she's a good actor.
Also, because, you know, sexy cyborgs.
Well,
it's like
that.
It's like Terminator 3. It's like some guy is like, you know, Terminator 2 was good and all, but this cyborg doesn't have enough. This robot needs more tits. And in the movie, have you seen Terminator 3, Lindsay? In the movie,
it's Rise of the Lycans, right?
Yeah, sure. In the movie, the robot, who already has boobs, makes her boobs bigger at one point.
That's right.
The robot's like, "Hey, I need bigger tits."
What was that, like 2002?
2003, and that movie sucks.
Man, like, what a throwaway year for movies. 2003 was alright.
The Return of the King.
Well, there was that, but like, okay, so outside of Lord of the Rings, like, there wasn't, it just seems
there's a
like,
pretty good 2003 movies, I'll have to look it up.
Like, the first 5 years, maybe, of the aughts?
I feel like 2004 is some good stuff. 2003, that was Return of the King. I was gonna say, what won Best Picture that year, Return of the King? I mean, like, 2002, you had Chicago win Best Picture, that movie's great.
Well, you're saying that because you're from Chicago.
Because it's a great movie. It's my favorite. It's like. Well,
listen, if I had a movie called San Ramon, I'd be.
Oh, no one wants to see that.
Tap dancing and bebopping and scatting.
Chicago's
all over
a
the
good
place.
Movie. It's a great musical.
No, I know. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, we'll see what we got in 2003. Oh, Finding Nemo. I thought that was 2004. You got Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mystic River. That was a fun one.
Kill Bill Volume 1. Mystic River. Lost in Translation.
Mystic River was a
Big Fish. Ooh, Master and Commander.
School of Rock.
Master and Commander.
The Matrix Reloaded. Speaking of The Matrix. X2. X-Men United.
Okay.
It was a great year.
Holes. This movie. This fucking year is great. Old Boy.
Okay, so.
Let's slow down. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Slow
speaking of
down.
That too.
Secondhand Lions.
Daredevil.
Secondhand Lions.
The Cat in the Hat.
Daredevil. So Daredevil was 2002.
Old school? That's a pretty good movie.
Actually. I feel like Daredevil was not 2002, but I
no,
could
it's
be
2003.
Wrong.
2003, man.
Oh, these are 2003
movies. 2003 movies.
Okay, so let's...
13? Anyways.
Yeah, there's some stinkers in there. I mean, we could admit to that, right? Daredevil, some other stuff.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast for y'all, man.
Also, The Cat in the Hat.
Oh, yeah, The Cat in the Hat.
I like how...
I forgot that was a movie.
I love how The Grinch Stole Christmas was like, Dr. Seuss movies, here we come! And The Cat in the Hat was like, never mind!
Yeah. Although, honestly, dude, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, I was not a big fan of.
I saw it in theaters, and I was like, okay.
They had to give him a backstory where he was in fucking school.
A new one by Illumination coming out this year.
You know what? I could give
no money to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Last Samurai. Did we talk about that? It's a good movie. Anyways, we're just talking about 2003 movies.
2003 movies. We got why? How did we get on 2003 movies?
Because we were talking about
Terminator 3.
Terminator 3.
Rise of the Lycans.
Now what about 1993 movies?
That was kind of a throwaway year, too.
93? Wasn't 93 Jurassic Park?
I thought that was 92.
Or was that 94? No, it was definitely 93 or 94. I always forget.
It was not 94, sir.
Then it was 93 was Jurassic Park and Schindler's List.
Okay, so then it was 93.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I guess, yeah, 93
is a great movie year.
So that was Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List. Okay. I think 94 was Forrest Gump and Pulp Fiction and all those ones.
Okay. All right, so I mean, so it's like you're going to the movie theater. You see Jurassic Park,
mm-hmm.
and then right next to it, you see Cyborg 2, Glass Shadow.
Yeah,
I mean, what? Which one's the better movie?
That's a good question. Now, the real question is a couple of questions.
The real question is a couple questions?
Well, the real question, pause, couple of questions.
Okay.
Keep up.
Okay.
My fast-talking business ways.
So, what?
The real question is, what is the best Angelina Jolie movie, and why is it Tomb Raider 2?
Why is it Tomb Raider 2? I didn't ever see, I haven't seen many of her movies.
What'd you call it, Cradle of Filth?
Cradle of Filth.
That movie's terrible. That movie's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I've seen Tomb Raiders. Sky Captain? I like Sky Captain.
Sky Captain was good.
I like that movie.
Arguably not her movie.
No, but she's in it. Maleficent, you told me the story about, we've already talked about that. You told me that story.
Don't watch it. Don't watch Maleficent.
I got you, got fired. I don't know. Like, for some reason, like, Angelina Jolie, like, she's a great humanitarian, and she's got talent, but for some reason, like, her status as an actor seems higher than it should be considering the amount of output she does.
Right. Because like,
she makes, like, a movie, like, once every 1 or 2 years, and then she's, like, this, like, AAA star. I'm like, how'd she get there?
Gone in 60 seconds? Because, like, she married Brad Pitt, and it's, like, a couple. Well,
even before
shit.
Then, she was still, like the most powerful leading lady in Hollywood, and I'm really, like Gone in 60 Seconds, like,
yeah,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, like, all these kind of crappy action movies, and, like...
Right, I don't see her in much.
She did, like, you know, it's not like she didn't do some great dramatic roles and stuff, right?
Like, didn't she play a detective in one movie that was, like, all, like... kind of weird.
I don't remember. She won an Oscar for Girl Interrupted, which I haven't seen, though.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it. That was an earlier one.
And then
one,
she made out with her brother at the ceremony.
That's... Yeah. I remember that. That was weird. She was also in a Rolling Stones video when she was, like, really young.
And she married Billy Bob Thornton and had an obsession with knives.
Yep.
I think she had some issues.
Yeah.
She might have gotten over them, but
sounds like she got over them.
Well, I hope so. I think she was just, you know, one of them wild child kids.
Right.
Oh, what about Hackers? That's a movie.
Hackers, yeah.
They hacked the world, hacked the planet.
Yeah.
That's a stupid movie.
But hey, before she was doing any of that, she was a cyborg in this cyborg movie.
Well,
that
was like a year before Hackers.
Yeah,
Hackers
was
a 94 movie. Lindsay, do we have other 93 movies? Actually?
Hackers was 94.
Angelina Jolie.
No, 93 movies in general. Did you pull that up?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. We got The Fugitive, Schindler's List, Groundhog Day.
Oh, wow.
Sleepless in Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle. Night Before Christmas.
Last of the Mohicans. Is that what I see there?
Homeward Bound. Matt, Last of the Mohicans. Dazed and Confused. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Fuckus, am I right?
Hocus Fuckus.
I like Hocus Pocus.
No, me too.
Sandlot.
Great stuff. Man. That Sandlot was amazing.
Cool Runnings. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
So it's a kind of Sister Act 2, the good Sister Act movie.
Is that really how that goes?
That's how that goes. That's how it goes in my book.
Interesting.
Yeah, an all right year, I guess. It's
all right.
It's not as good as 2003, though. Falling Down, Batman, Mask of the Phantasm.
Falling Down's, both those movies are really good.
And then you have The Last Action Hero. Mm-hmm. True Romance, it's okay.
Yeah.
People will say nowadays, like, oh, Last Action Hero is before its time. Nowadays,
bullshit.
It's good. No, it's not a good movie.
No, yeah.
It's like, it's half an hour way too long, and it doesn't, and I think I've complained, the movie universe that he goes into doesn't make any sense, because is it one movie, is it every movie, it doesn't know what it wants to be. And I want rules in my fucking fantasy, I don't give a shit. Anyways, what else we got?
Miss Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Tombstone, I've heard those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
there's some good ones.
So, yeah.
Wasn't much in the way of sci-fi that year, huh?
No, sci-fi wasn't invented until like around
1998,
around there.
I think it's true.
Well, it's kind of sci-fi, yeah. I think it might have been like Independence Day that like was like, sci-fi's back, baby!
Re-kicked it, yeah. I mean, there was sci-fi here and there. I mean, Fifth Element was 97.
Yeah,
First Contact was 96.
I mean, Independence Day was 96, so.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
I mean, like, Jurassic Park is sci-fi, technically.
Well.
I mean, what was this? What do you got up here now? Is this 95?
I mean, we're talking 94. We're talking dinos.
I mean, 94, you got Time Cop.
Oh, that's a great movie.
You got Star Trek Generations.
That's an okay movie.
What else we got here on Stargate?
Natural Born Killers over there?
Yeah. That's a, you know, movies.
By the way, sorry, listeners. We're literally just naming off.
Well, this is fascinating. This is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so Cyborg 2, The cyborging.
Neither of us have seen this movie, right?
Yeah, but have it kind of sounds Cyborg? Like a fun time. That might be a Live Free or Die Hard or whatever the fuck movie that was called.
Oh, situation, yeah. That was so much fun. It's a Good Day to Die Hard.
That's the one. That was bad.
So much fun watching that movie.
That was really unfun.
That movie
was so bad it was unfun.
Yeah, that was some bad times. I could tell you the most unfun movie I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, like, I guess you can go pretty dark with it, though, so...
Pretty dark with it.
You could say like, oh, you know, like Solo, something like that.
Well, but or you could go just like, what movie did I want to end as soon as possible? And The Lorax is my pick.
Oh, ooh. I didn't bother.
10 minutes into The Lorax, I was dying to get out of that theater, and I had to sit through the whole thing because I was there with some friends,
and they
were enjoying it.
Oh,
and I was so miserable. So The Lorax.
The last movie I remember, like 5 minutes in, I was like, looking at my watch, being like, "Oh God, I have to sit through all this." Was Assassin's Creed.
Oh. God.
Assassin's Creed.
I had finally gotten that out of my mind.
It is terrible.
And now it's just front and center again, that fucking movie.
I mean, there's nothing worse than going to a movie that you can't walk out of. Like, I've only been to a few movies where... Well, one of them I could have walked out of. I just felt bad. I didn't, like... Hardcore Henry, I really wanted to leave. That was a miserable experience.
Yeah.
But I just, like, was like, I can't not finish a movie. I've, like, already sat here for, like, half an hour. I can't just, like, leave.
Hardcore Henry I didn't hate, but I remember thinking it had a very contrived story.
Did you watch it in the theaters?
No.
Oh, see, that's the thing. As I saw it in theaters, not like motion sickness, but I was just, like, it was just, like, I just don't want to, I just can't watch this.
Yeah.
And then I think my first movie I ever saw in theaters that I was, like, I got to get out of here, but I can't because I'm with my family and I'm only, like, 12, was The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, interesting.
I was like, I have to get out of this theater. This movie is terrible.
Oh, wow. See, I never saw any of those Da Vinci Code ones.
Yeah. Well, anyways, why don't we do one more? I'm just kidding. It's probably time, right?
I think so.
Yeah, unless we want to keep talking about Glass Shadows.
I mean, I got nothing else to say. Hey, it really sucks when your shadow's made out of glass.
I don't know what that means. I kind of want to watch the movie just to figure out what the hell that means. Or do you think it's one of those useless subtitles?
Cyborgs have glass shadows, apparently. What a fucking throwaway name. Why don't we wrap this up? Wrap it up in a bun. Wrap it all the fun up into
a
bun.
A nice bun, like a bread bun, and put in like the oven and make a nice sandwich.
Yeah.
Or some paninis.
Paninis, yeah.
Did I say peen?
Some
mature.
Nice peen.
Real mature here on the Filmtastic Voyage.
Sorry. It's late. I'm sorry. Yeah. We wrap things up.
Yeah.
Like a panini.
Ooh. Or a Subway sandwich. You having some more Subway problems?
No, I've cut out Subway because of those problems.
You didn't go to the other one?
I have.
Okay, well, then you're not cutting out Subway now, are you?
I mean, it's a little bit more of a chore, though.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like equidistant the other direction.
Well, yeah, but it's like the bad direction.
It's the bad part of town?
Yeah.
It is kind of bad part of town.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well, just going to have to make your own sandwiches. Or you have to buy Subway near your house and then ship it to work.
That's right.
Or Uber. Food for Uber. Uber food.
You get picked up in a giant Subway sandwich.
No, you just get an Uber driver to get you a sandwich.
Oh.
It's a real thing.
I know it's a real thing, but it's not called Fubar, though. No. So I'm inventing a new
Fubar.
Company.
Fubar? We call it Fubar.
Fubar. Well, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Or Fift. That's another one.
Yeah. A Foofed.
Foofed. Ooh, I like Foofed.
Foofed.
So appetizing.
Yeah. Give me some foofed. Mr. Lyft, I know you're listening. Why don't you make that a thing?
Yeah.
I hear Uber's not doing so hot. I hear they lost a lot of money. I hear they lost like $900 million and the internet hates them now.
What I want to do is I want to start a company where I have people working for me, but they have to provide their own car. And they have to, like, do all the work, like, all the driving people around.
And they pay their own gas.
Yeah, and pay their own gas. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's how I want to make money.
But then they pay me a little.
Yeah, they just pay me a little, and I just sit here and do fucking nothing. Yeah. Anyways, why don't you throw some facts, throw some facts? Deets.
Hey, guy, here's a fun fact. Did you know that you can reach us at filmtasticvoyage.com or filmtasticvoyage@gmail.com? It's true.
What? Hey, we're on the Let Me Listen Podcast Network. Why don't you check out the rest of the shows? Let Me Listen Podcasts are on our SoundCloud and also on iTunes. You can rate us. You can comment. You can do all kinds of stuff. We're here for you. Why don't you be here for us?
Oh, yeah. What? Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Anyways, tell your friends about the show. You know, spread the word. All that fun stuff. Lindsay, it was great having you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being our operator.
I can keep flashing you pictures of Wolfman. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Folks at home, you couldn't see it, but that was the best thing ever. Of all time. Speaking of, wait, no.
Wolf Cop. Check it out.
Check it out. Wolf Cop, everyone. This episode brought to you by Wolf Cop. Bullshit. So I got some in the mail. So I was looking through my mail, and I got this letter that like looked real official, like some government shit, right? And they had like, you know, there's if you lose this letter, there's a fucking fine, and it had like my name on it, which most letters do, but this one looked like it was like really on it.
Yeah.
And like all sorts of stuff, and like the inside, you had like a little, you know, see-through thing. It looked like an official document of some sort. I was like, oh shit, what did I do now? Did I accidentally get caught on camera, like on a traffic thing, and they sent me a ticket, or am I jury duty? And so I go up to my apartment. And I open it up, and I'm like, ah, shit, and I'm like fumbling with it and stuff. And I open it up, it's like, hey, you've been selected to lower your student loans. I'm like, oh, fuck this. Fuck, god damn it. And I was so livid, I threw it in the garbage with gusto. Just, not really. It's basically, I was as mad as you can be reading mail, being like, ah.
Just because it was junk mail advertising they tricked me.
I fucking hate that. You know what? Yeah, I also hate when I get like a nice, like a handwritten letter being like, oh, to our dearest Alex Keller, my good friend, would you like to buy Spectrum Internet? Like, god damn it. Fuck. It's almost like, do they think that if I open their letter, I'm legally obligated to buy fucking AT&T?
Right.
That's what it feels like. It's like, oh, we tricked you. We got you. Now you have to buy, internet from us.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's. I mean, you get the calls, right? The
About student loans. I don't get the calls anymore, thankfully.
Yeah, same here. But it used to be that way too, where it's like, hey, you got to call us back right away, man, because you know your student loans, right? And then you call them back, and it's like, guess what? You can lower your student loans, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I've gotten some bullshit calls, some voicemails being like, hey, the IRS is going to fuck your butt if you don't call us back. You're going to go to prison. It's like, this has to be, like, so illegal. And it's obviously a robot, and the IRS does not call you.
Right. Yeah.
And my taxes are done, so I'm not even worried about that. But yeah, also, one of my foolproof solution for fucking fooling robots is I know it's a robot. I'll answer the phone. I'll hold up my ear, say nothing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because the robots, if they don't hear anything, they'll just hang up on you. So
right.
It's like, and then it's like, okay, I know it's a robot now. Block caller forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
There you go. Yeah, fuck robots.
Yeah, fuck them. Hey, fuck robots.